Today, more than $500,000 for a new traffic light. More help on the way for displaced Smith & Wesson employees. The Powerball jackpot with no winners is officially a monster. And Mark Auerbach drops by with an Arts Beat report. So, away we go.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Monday, October 4th, in the season of the witch. Everything right now is Halloween. You can tell because everywhere you go, you'll find a pumpkin spice option. Here's your forecast for today, for Monday. Cloudy and rain likely. Highs in the 60 to 64 degree range. Yes, it will feel like autumn today, no question. And tonight, cloudy and rain likely once again. Lows 52 to 56 degrees. What can you say? It will at least be very comfortable sleeping weather. Mayor Sarno announced today that he has extended the term of Springfield's Poet Laureate, Magdalena Gomez, for another year. Now, Ms. Gomez is the recipient of a $50,000 Poet Laureate Fellowship from the Academy of American Poets, with funds from the Mellon Foundation. And a portion of those funds will support her work in the Springfield City Libraries, which will begin this fall. Now, due to the COVID pandemic, Ms. Gomez was unable to present in-person events in the city. And although she offered many virtual trainings and performances, as well as launching a podcast, Jazz Ready, now with the reopening of the library, she will be facilitating poetry writing and performance workshops at various Springfield library locations throughout the city. Congratulations to our Poet Laureate, Magdalena Gomez. Mark Auerbach, our Arts Beat reporter, joins us now with an Arts Beat special as Mark takes a look at the show Crossings. Mark?
A crossing, a dance musical, is bold, brash, bright, poignant, and electrifying, and one of the most exciting dance theater pieces to emerge in recent years. It sizzles with energy and compassion, and it sings and dances with abandon. Barrington Stage's latest musical is exciting on every level. It's another feather in the cap of a theater that has featured and nurtured new and revised works for Broadway and beyond. If On the Town, American Sun, and Boca are superb Barrington Stage exports, A Crossing, a dance musical, exceeds them. The global refugee crisis has made headlines for centuries, but it also has the potential to make good theater. Stories of immigrants hit home because we all descend from immigrants. Maybe some of our ancestors' stories were told in Fiddler on the Roof or Flower Drum Song or Rags. People leave their homes and culture behind for a reason. A Crossing has been eagerly awaited since it was originally announced for 2020 and postponed during the pandemic. The talents of Joshua Bagasse and Mark St. Germain elicit excitement among theater people. Joshua Bagasse is one of this generation's most important choreographers and now directors. He won an Emmy for his choreography for Smash on TV, staged On the Town for Barrington Stage, and then on Broadway, where he got a Tony Award nomination, along with the acclaimed New York City Center Encores productions of Superman and I Married an Angel. Mark St. Germain is the prolific playwright who premieres so many of his works at Barrington Stage. A Crossing, set in a Mexican border town, tells multiple stories through music and dance. Giselle and her grandfather, Arturo, are escaping the violence of the cartel. A pregnant Karina is fleeing a violent relationship. Martin wants to cross the border to reunite with his son. They're all at the mercy of the coyote to get them across the border to a new life in America. Mark St. Germain's script is an outline for Zoe Samix and George Sen's score, which is a rich palette of Mexican folk tunes flavored with Broadway sounds. The musical is sung through except when it dances, and the dancing is superb. A Crossing's totally dance-through sequence of the emigrants crossing through a rainstorm, through caves, and then crossing the Rio Grande is jaw-dropping. I haven't seen anything this compelling or vivid on a musical stage in a long, long time. Bergasse's work is enhanced by Beowulf Borat's imaginative set and Jeff Sugg's projections. Leon Rothenberg's sound effects are great, although the performance were over-amplified at times. The ensemble of singer-dancers are all superb. I was especially moved by Andreas Quintero and Monica Tuila Ramirez as Sol and Luna, Sun and Moon, narrators of A Crossing. The standout dancer was Omar Nuevas as Coyote and Caleb Marshall Villarreal as Quetzalcoatl, brilliantly costumed by Aleo Vielli, stops the show in his dance sequence. What an enthralling, almost finale to the Barrington stage season. Performances only run through October 16th, and then Barrington stage makes way for another new musical, this one with Billy Crystal, repeating his film role in Mr. Saturday Night, to music of Jason Robert Brown and lyrics of Amanda Green. For details, BarringtonStageCo.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And Mark will be back with us tomorrow for his regular ArtsBeat report. The Springfield Museums will host the Bay State Health Pop-Up Vaccination Clinic. And this will be today and on October 25th from 9 a.m. to noon in the parking lot at 21 Edwards Street. This clinic is free and is open to the public. Here's a quote. We know so many people are busy, so in order to make it as easy as possible to receive a COVID-19 vaccine, we've invited the Bay State Health Vaccination Pop-Up Clinic to come to the museums. This comes from Kay Simpson, the president and the CEO of the museums. The mobile care van team can also vaccinate family, friends, and neighbors, so please stop by. The team will also offer Pfizer dose 2 3 weeks later, and single-dose Johnson & Johnson shots. Now, all vaccinations will be held out of doors under a tent or, if severe weather, in the Science Museum. There's no need to schedule an appointment. Please just arrive anytime between the hours indicated. And once again, that will be today, 9 a.m. to noon, and on the 25th, those hours, 9 a.m. to noon once again. A new traffic light to alleviate traffic congestion at the new Brightwood Lincoln School has been authorized. The new traffic light will be installed at the Avocado West Street Plainfield Street intersection. This project is expected to cost around $600,000. That's if you've ever wondered what's involved in installing a traffic light. Over $500,000. And it's anticipated to start in the spring of 2022 and be completed before the start of the school year. Now, in the meantime, Police Commissioner Claprud has directed the Springfield Police Department's North End C3 unit and squad to help with traffic congestion in the afternoon during school dismissal. SPD will continue to monitor the situation and provide morning traffic attention as appropriate and if needed. We have more organizations coming to the aid of the more than 550 displaced employees of Smith & Wesson. Eastman Corporation earns the praise of the mayor for their amazing continued support, belief, and investment in the city of Springfield. Now, after hearing the mayor's call, promising to provide outreach and support for the 550 employees and their families who may be affected by Smith & Wesson's announcement to relocate a portion of their manufacturing operations to Tennessee by 2023, Sean Pace, Eastman Indian Orchard plant manager, has contacted the mayor and reassured the mayor of his company's commitment to the city of Springfield and offered to provide any assistance that they can over the next few years as Smith & Wesson makes the transition. Today, Mayor Sarno and city officials will meet with the South End Citizens Council to discuss ARPA funding. Now, this neighborhood meeting continues Mayor Sarno's citywide listening tour as part of the administration's community outreach initiatives on utilizing American Rescue Plan funding. Now, to date, the mayor and city officials have met with over 22 organizations and agencies to discuss their ideas on how much ARPA funding can enhance their neighborhood programs. In Westfield, Mayor Humison Jr. has announced that the city will hold its annual fireworks celebration Saturday, October 9. I'll repeat that. Saturday, October 9 at the Westfield South Middle School field, West Silver Street. The first firework going to be launched at 7:45 p.m. The gates will open, on the other hand, at 6 p.m. Now, this is usually held in conjunction with the 4th of July festivities, but Westfield was unable to do that this year with the celebration of country and community. The past 2 years, as uncertainty around the coronavirus pandemic impacted planning and limited gatherings, and construction constricted the area where the fireworks could be set up to launch. Well, now the construction at the Greater Westfield Boys and Girls Club is complete, and the State Fire Marshal and Westfield Fire Department have again approved the location. The city is ready to go. Sis boom ba. The biggest lottery prize in months grew large after no ticket matched all five numbers and the Powerball drawn on Saturday night. When I say it grew large, that's no understatement. The estimated jackpot for the next drawing, which will be tonight, is $670 million. Saturday night's numbers were 28, 38, 42, 47, and 52, and the Powerball was won. The drawings are held each Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday at 10:59 p.m. Eastern. The estimated jackpot amount refers to winners who opt to be paid through an annuity over 29 years. Most winners prefer the cash option, which for Monday's drawing would be an estimated $474.8 million before taxes. Powerball played in 45 states, plus Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. All right, you know what we've done here together? We've begun the week. We've begun the week, your Monday morning, your Monday day, and your Monday evening here at Pioneer Valley Radio. And we'll have a fresh program for you every day this week, right up through Friday. I hope you'll be with us. Our next new program up online tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. and available to you throughout the day and evening, as mentioned, on demand. I'm Brad Shepherd. Have a great day. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.